And now, from the musical adventures of Daniel Day-Lewis to your letters about the French Elvis, Johnny Hallyday.
L'histoire reste la même. Que l'on ait menti ou non.
Yesterday, we heard about the all-French stakeout at a Los Angeles hospital, where Hallyday has been experiencing a rough recovery from an operation. For decades, he has been France's biggest rock star. And now, it seems all of France is focused on his health.
Well, my interview about this situation inspired some warm letters about the pop star. Renee Wood of Sheffield, Massachusetts, writes to tell us about seeing a Johnny Hallyday concert in Paris almost a decade ago. She says, "It was held under the Eiffel Tower and lasted more than 3 hours, during which Johnny sang ballads, pop and rock in French and English, drove his motorcycle on stage, and at one point featured the dances from the Moulin Rouge. Sprinkled throughout were multiple firework displays set off from the Eiffel Tower." And Wood continues, "It's not hard to know why the French love him so much, and I wish him a full and fast recovery."
And staying with the French theme, yesterday we reported on France's nuclear energy program. 58 nuclear reactors generate 80% of the country's energy needs. France has been selling its expertise around the world despite cost overruns at home and objections from environmentalists.
"I can't stand it," so writes Ian McIlvain of Venice, California. Another piece on nuclear power and global warming, with no mention of the fact that nuclear waste will remain dangerous for hundreds of thousands of years. He goes on, "I really wish you would remind all of us of that fact every now and then when you report on nuclear power."
Well, it does take energy, but not a whole lot. To write to us, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.